These next two shows, today and tomorrow, will be two of the most important shows that I have ever made. So vital is this truth, and so important is this truth. The title of today's show is Watch How Satan Destroys the Resurrection of Christ. The title of tomorrow's show will be Watch How Satan Destroys the Righteousness of Christ. The resurrection of Christ is vital, obviously, to salvation, to aeonian salvation, to the character of Christ, to the character of God, to the power of God. But here's a simple fact that a five-year-old can understand, literally, but that can easily be seduced out of a person by devious means. One who is not dead cannot be resurrected. So simple. But let me show you what Satan has done. I'm going to repeat that. One who is not dead cannot be resurrected. The resurrection of Christ, of Jesus Christ, the person, Jesus Christ, is heralded. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. But in order for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, not his body, but him, Jesus Christ himself, the man, Christ Jesus, in order for the man, Christ Jesus, to be resurrected, the man, Christ Jesus, him, his person, has to die. These truths seem self-evident, but the lies of Satan are so subtle and so successful that he has destroyed the truth, both of the death of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here's how he's done it. No one will consciously, purposely argue against resurrection. No one will be found to be doubting resurrection. Who in their right mind would say that Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead? No one will want to go on record anywhere at any time denying the resurrection of Christ, because resurrection is great. Resurrection is a necessity. Resurrection is, again, vital as evidence of the power of God. But millions will fight against and withstand the death of Christ. Resurrection is a great and powerful thing. Death is a terrible, shameful thing. And so it is so easy to embrace resurrection and yet to deny death. Let me show you what Satan has done. It started in the Garden of Eden. And Satan's first lie in the Garden of Eden was to Eve. When Satan attempted to seduce successfully, and successfully did seduce Eve from believing the words of God, Satan tempted Eve with the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Eve said, "We are not allowed to eat that, because the Lord said that on the day you eat, to die you shall be dying." This is the literal reading from the Hebrew scriptures. To die you shall be dying. Satan said, "Did God say to die you shall be dying?" Satan sowed at the beginning a doubt concerning the reality of death. And this is very popular with human beings, because human beings fear one thing above all else, and that's death. Death is a humiliation to the human. Death is a a tragedy. I'll just stay with humiliation because that is a blow to the human pride of self-sustaining life. This developed into one of the most beautiful but seductive lies that humanity has ever embraced, and that is the immortality of the soul. This was necessary to inject this lie into humanity to prepare that lie for Jesus Christ, because this would be the ultimate lie concerning Jesus Christ. But before Jesus Christ arrived on the scene, the doubt had to be sown concerning death, that there was no such thing as death. And it's a pagan philosophy that tragically is being promoted and furthered and popularized by popular religion. That is the immortality of the soul. But there is no scripture. This is so important. Again, this is one of the most important videos I'll ever make, today and tomorrow, perhaps the most important. There's no scripture that teaches the immortality of the soul. Ecclesiastes 9:5, the dead do not know anything. Revelation, the dead in Christ do not live until the 1,000 years are finished. Death is oblivion. Death is the absence of life. Death is a grim reality, and at the same time, it's an absolute necessity for the truth of resurrection. Who wants to withstand resurrection? No one. But everyone will withstand death, because it seems like the right thing to do, to withstand death. Death is evil. God would never do that. God would never introduce death into his universe. But again, it's an essential. No death, no resurrection. Keep that in mind. That's a key to this whole presentation. No death, no resurrection. The resurrection of Christ, everybody wants it. No one will overtly deny it. And yet the death of Christ is vehemently denied, vehemently doubted, because the people denying it and doubting it think that they are doing Jesus Christ a great favor. How? By making him the Father, and by insisting that he cannot die. I remind you that Jesus Christ said concerning himself that he was and is the Son of God. This is another truth that a 5-year-old can understand. Son of God, the Son of God, the offspring of God. Jesus Christ testified concerning himself, I came out of the Father. Jesus Christ testified concerning himself, the Father is greater than I. The farthest look we have of Jesus Christ in the scriptures is 1 Corinthians 15, that the Son himself shall subject himself to God, so that God may be all in all. So the latest view we have of Christ is one of a Son subjecting himself to the Father. Thus, he is not the Father. He is the image of the invisible God. These truths ought to be self-evident, but they're not, because Satan has injected the immortality of the soul into religion, into popular religion, so that people will deny death. This is so they will eventually deny the death of Jesus Christ. If the death of Jesus Christ can be denied, then the resurrection of Jesus Christ is necessarily denied, because death and resurrection go hand in hand. Why is it that the death of Christ is denied? Because, again, the lie is so slick and so subtle that people will they will think they are doing Jesus Christ a favor by saying, no, Jesus Christ did not die. The amazing thing about this is that Satan has convinced millions and millions, hundreds of millions, possibly a billion people over the last 2,000 years into thinking they believe in the death of Jesus Christ. But in fact, they believe nothing of the kind. They don't believe in the death of Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, the man Jesus Christ. Because if you have been tricked into thinking that Jesus Christ is the Father, that he is the absolute deity, rather than what he said he was, the Son of God, then Jesus Christ cannot die. Why? Because God cannot die. If Jesus Christ was God the Father, who was running the universe while God was dead? Who was running the universe while God was dead? If Jesus Christ truly died, and if Jesus Christ is in person the Father himself, which is an absurd concept, that you have to be in a cult, you have to be brainwashed to believe it. To not believe Jesus' own words, that he's the Son of God, the image of God. He's one with God in purpose. He's one with God in his goals. But he never claimed to be the Father. In fact, the Pharisees, the antagonistic religious powers of his day, at his trial, the most damaging charge that they could bring up against Jesus Christ was that this man claims to be the Son of God. That's the worst thing they had on him. Don't you think that if Jesus Christ claimed to be God, that they would have brought that up at his trial? This man says he is God. God, they would have stoned him on sight. They wouldn't even have been able to restrain their anger long enough to bring him to Pilate. But Jesus Christ never said that. It was bad enough to them that he was claiming to be God's son, the offspring of God, and that's exactly what he is. So the popular religion champions resurrection, because who would be caught dissing or denying resurrection? And yet they inadvertently diss and deny resurrection by championing something that they think is a righteous act. That is, they will enhance Jesus Christ's resume. They will say something about him that he never said. They will insist upon something that he never insisted on. That is, that he himself is God the Father. The doctrine that does this, the doctrine that commits this crime, the doctrine that seduces people into denying the death of Jesus Christ the person, is the Trinity. This is a satanic teaching that is not in the scriptures anywhere. If you got it, bring me the verse. You won't find it because it's not there. But the reason this is championed, and the reason this is embraced, is because it seems to give Jesus Christ a better resume. It seems to lift up Christ. Oh no, you won't die. It's just like what Peter said. Peter thought he was helping Christ. Christ begins to predict his death. And Peter said, oh, no, no, we will not have this for you. No, no. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Perfect. That's perfect. Jesus says to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Why? Because Peter said, no, we're not going to let you die. It's a denial of death. It's a denial of the reality of death. And Jesus Christ, were he alive today, would look at the Trinity and say, get behind me, Satan. What do you mean I didn't die? How in the world does Christianity get around this truth? How do they get around the truth of the graphic reality of Jesus Christ's death, which, by the way, becomes a foundation of Paul's gospel, the death for sin, the entombment, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ? They can't deny that his body was laying in the tomb for 3 days. But they claim that only the body died and that Jesus Christ himself never died. Of course not. He can't die. He's God. He's God the Father. So Satan causes them to twist the truth of the scripture, which is the death of Jesus Christ. But they refuse to believe that, because they think they're doing Jesus Christ a favor. So instead of saying Jesus Christ died, they say Jesus Christ's body died. But this is not the words of Scripture. Find me one verse that says Jesus Christ's body died. You won't find it. I will give you many verses that say Jesus Christ died. He predicted his own death. The person, Jesus Christ, died. And if you're going to try to play both sides of the fence there, you'll have to say that Jesus Christ didn't raise from the dead. I'm tired of the hypocrisy. If you think that only Jesus Christ's body died, then you'll have to say only his body raised from the dead. And all the church signs at Easter that says he is risen, not true. They ought to say his body is risen. His body is risen. We're saved by his resurrection. No, we're not. We're saved by his body, his literal body, his flesh, his bones, his sinews, his muscles. Is that what saves us? That inert piece of flesh? Or is it him? Is it he himself? Is he the one who saves us? Is he the one who raised from the dead? Well, if he is, then he has to be the one who died. Yet this is categorically denied. The death of Christ is categorically denied. So you can see the subtlety of the trick. No one's going to deny the resurrection. No one's going to be on record as denying the resurrection. But millions, hundreds of millions, are on record as denying the death. But you can't have it both ways. So by denying the death of Christ, and by insisting that Jesus Christ, the man himself, did not die, you automatically, no matter how much you talk on the other side of this, you automatically deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the man himself, Jesus Christ. You deny it. And so Satan has successfully caused millions of people to deny the resurrection of Christ by causing them to deny the death of Jesus Christ. That's how he does it. That's how he does it. He gets people to think they're doing Jesus Christ a favor. He gets people to think they're enhancing Jesus Christ's resume by making him more than what he said he was, a slave of his Father. I come to do my Father's will. My Father, get it? My Father. The Father is greater than I. Get it? Get it? No. They don't get it because of the subtlety of the trick of Satan, who has introduced the doctrine of the Trinity into popular religion through the Council of Nicaea in the 4th century. That's how he did it. He couldn't deny what happened on the world stage, that is, the death, the crucifixion, and the death of Jesus Christ. It couldn't be denied. Oh, but it could be lied about, because Satan is a liar, and he's been a liar from the beginning. And he has taken the deception and he has systematized it. This is the phraseology Paul uses in Ephesians chapter 6. The systematizing of the deception. He's taken the deception that Jesus Christ is the Father, and he has put it in a system of religion that beautifies an ugly lie, the ugly lie of that Jesus Christ didn't die, the ugly lie, and he has made it a popular creed. It's so popular, in fact, that if you do not believe the Trinity, then you're called an unbeliever. That's one of the litmus tests that Christianity uses of whether you're a true believer or not. Well, do you believe the Trinity? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God the Father? If you answer yes to that question, then you're in the club. And you've also succumbed to the deception of Satan. If you don't believe that lie, then you're out. You're on the margins, you're an unbeliever, and yet a denial of the Trinity, which is an affirmation of the death and resurrection of Christ, is essential to be a true believer. The denial of the Trinity, the rejection of this satanic teaching, a doctrine of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1, a denial of that is essential to be a believer, because the foundation, again, of belief in Paul's gospel, in the gospel of the uncircumcision, is 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the death and resurrection of Christ, not of his body, not of his epidermis, not of his muscles, but of him himself. This is so important teaching, which is why Satan went to all kinds of trouble to cloud it, to deny it, to lie about it, and then to systematize the lie, to put the lie into a pretty package that is part of every creed of Christianity. The triune God, false phrase. The hypocrisy of false expressions is another trick of Satan's. Paul mentions it, the hypocrisy of false expressions. There it is. I don't know how to say it any better. Paul said it. The triune God. It's a false expression. The Trinity, a false expression. And the essence of it is hypocrisy. The hypocrisy comes in saying you believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but actually believing the opposite. That's the subtlety and the trickery. Believing the opposite of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And again, it's done by feeding that human need to hate death and to deny death. That's, and Satan knows that. Satan knows that's the essential flesh, the human need is, no, you shall not surely die. You shall not die. To die, you shall be dying. No, no. You're too great for that. You're a human being. You're not going to die. And Jesus Christ, this is Satan's lie. Jesus Christ is too great. What do you mean? Jesus Christ is God himself. He can't die. You surely don't believe that. And people say, oh no, we don't believe in the death of Jesus Christ. And Satan has then successfully seduced millions and millions of people by catering to their base humanity, which is a denial of death itself. Come at us from the Garden of Eden. He's done that to ensure that people are locked down into not believing that Jesus Christ, the man, actually died. And no matter how much people say, I believe in the death of Christ, I believe in the death of Christ, I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose, with two simple questions, I can take such a person and reduce them to a quivering mass of hypocrisy by getting them to admit that they really don't believe Jesus Christ died. They believe his body died, but that he went to heaven. He preached to the spirits in jail, but their timing is off. If you read that passage in Peter very carefully, you will see that after he was roused, he went and taught the spirits in jail. Being roused, he goes and teaches to those spirits in jail. They miss the fine wording of the scripture. Why? Because they don't care about the fine wording of the scripture. The scripture gives us the truth. But if one grasps the truth of the death and the resurrection of Christ, then one will immediately fall out of favor of the world's most popular religion and of the world's most popular lie. And that's too much for most people to bear. Because they, again, Satan also latches onto the fact that human beings want to belong. They want to be accepted. They want to be mainstream. They don't want to be opposed. They don't want to be persecuted. They don't want to fall out of favor with majority opinion. Therefore, they will glom onto majority opinion. Satan knows this. This is why the deception has been systematized, because human beings love organization. They love systems. Satan knows that he can't put this truth in some back lot. He can't put it in some dark corner. No, he has to beautify it. He has to surround it with candles and with music and with pews and with steeples and with clergy. And so that's where he puts this. That's where he puts the most heinous lie ever foisted upon the human race. And it is demonic genius, really. Because again, the death of Christ was not done in a corner. It can't be denied, but it can be lied about. And anyone who believes the lie of the Trinity is effectively not a believer, no matter how much they say they are. Doesn't matter what they say. Words don't matter. It's belief that matters. And again, with a few simple questions, I can reduce any Christian to a quivering mass of hypocrisy concerning the death of Jesus Christ. And so I implore you today, anyone listening who still believes the lie, I implore you to look into Scripture. Find out what Jesus Christ says about himself. Find out the truth about death. That it is scary. In fact, that's what Jesus Christ saves us from. He saves us not from a fictitious Christian hell. He saves us from death. Death is the enemy, according to the Apostle Paul. Christians make it a friend. They make death a friend that takes you to be with God. Death is a friend. It takes you to be with God. That's not true. Death takes you away from God, away from life. The dead do not praise God. The dead do not know anything. That's the truth. And that's the truth that Satan lied about from the beginning, and millions of people have bought into that lie. I exhort you today to reject that lie, to look at the Scripture. I want you to look. I want you to research it for yourself, because when you do that, you will find that what I'm telling you is true. You will find that the words of Jesus Christ himself are true. You're not doing Jesus Christ a favor by making him greater than what he himself said he was. He's the Son of God. It's not a slight on him. It's not a demotion. His greatest glory is to do the Father's will. And you might as well slap him in the face to tell him, no, Jesus, come on. You are the Father. Why do you keep saying your greatest glory is to do the Father's will? Why do you say that your greatest glory is to lay a successful rulership at the feet of your Father? Don't say that. That's wrong. I exhort you to believe the words of Jesus Christ, to look at the verses in Scripture that at first glance appear to be saying, like Jesus says, the Father and I are one. Yes, they're one in purpose, not one in person. It's ridiculous. I pray that, he said to the disciples, I pray that you would be one as my Father and I are one. It's not one in identity, it's one in purpose. Many verses are twisted. Satan has done this. Many verses are twisted to keep people indoctrinated and brainwashed into the lie. Into the lie that the Son of God did not actually die. But he did. He did not exist for 3 days. That's the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ is that he laid down his life. He laid down his life. He didn't lay down his body. He never said, I lay down my body. That's the subtle twist. He laid down his life. I exhort you to believe it. Until you do believe it, and only God can cause you to believe it, until you do believe it, you effectively do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you are disqualified for membership in the body of Christ, because this is an essential truth belonging to the body of Christ. I didn't make these things up. Those are the words of Paul. The death for sin and the entombment and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a foundation of our evangel.